我们一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
阿门。哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们安息日下午的崇拜聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue the Sabbath day afternoon service.
我们请一起唱诗457首啊，旧的348哈。
Can you sing hymn 457 in the old hymn 348?
这一首赞美诗大家不熟哈、
seems like not everyone's familiar with this hymn.
而且它比较高哦。
And seems the melody is quite high.
所以听得我怕怕的哦。
I was a little worried.
啊，没有关系啊。
It's okay.
啊，我们只要有心啊，用心唱就可以了
哈。As long as we have the heart to sing this hymn.
啊，我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告啊。
So we're going to kneel down and pray.
求主耶稣继续带领我们下午的聚会。
And ask Jesus to guide our afternoon service.
Yeah. 我们奉主圣名继续做下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue our studies in the afternoon.
那我们今天早上有谈到宗教教育的重要啊。
So this morning we mentioned about the importance of religious education.
所以我们说今天的宗教教育决定十年、二十年后教会的发展。
And so today we concluded that religious education will determine 10 years or 20 years from now.
一个好的宗教教育的老师。
And to be a good religious education teacher,
栽培出一群好的宗教教育的学生
，and to raise up a group of good RE students,
并且带来教会一个好的发展的前景
，and to bring up a prosperous outlook for the church,
因为他提供了教会一群好的工人
，because they brought church a group of good workers.
所以一个教会里面有许许多多不一样的工作
，and so within the church there are many different type of work.
但是在众多的工作当中，影响最大的最重要的就是宗教教育这一方面。
And among these works, the one that's most influential is the religious education.
可是我们有时候会这样觉得
But sometimes we feel this way.
我今天十岁，我参加宗教教育。
And today I joined RE when I'm 10 years old.
我十五岁，我参加宗教教育。
I joined RE when I'm 15 years old.
当我二十一岁，大学毕业。我就不在宗教教育里面了。
As soon as I'm graduated from college when I'm 21 years old, I'm no longer part of RE.
我长大了。
That I have grown up.
宗教教育是给小朋友的。
That RE is for kids.
所以我们就觉得自己不属于宗教教育的范围了。
So we think that we're no longer part of this religious education.
其实这样的观念是不正确的。
And so this is not the right mentality.
因为在教会里面是全人应该要有的是全人的宗教教育
And within the church, religious education is for a complete person.
是从小有小时候的老师。
That when you're young, you have a teacher.
长大有教会的团契。
And when you're grown up, there are fellowships.
所以不管你的年纪都应该不断的接受宗教教育。
And so regardless what age group you are, you continue to be exposed to RE.
所以我们叫做这个叫全人或是一辈子的宗教教育
And so we see this as a lifetime religious education.
所以在教会里面作为宗教教育的老师的我们。
And so as a RE teacher within the church.
作为教会里面工人的我们。
And as a worker within the church,
或者是在教会里面作为老信徒的我们
or as an old believer within the church,
我们常常或多或少都有机会需要给别的信徒或者是慕道者提供教育
And perhaps at a moment of time where we might have an opportunity to give teachings to other brothers or sisters or truth seekers.
这不是只有指宗教教育的老师而已
And this is not only regard to RE teachers.
不是只有讲传道而已
And not only regard to the preachers.
有时候信徒当中有时候你也需要做做老师的
And so as a member, sometimes you should also act as a teacher.
有一个你的朋友，教会里的好朋友遇到一些问题啦。
And when a good friend of yours faces a problem.
他不知道该怎么办才好。
He doesn't know What to do?
结果他就打电话给你啦。
And he made a phone call to you.
这时候你要怎么教他？
And how will you teach him at this moment?
你要给他什么样的建议？
And what kind of opinions will you give him?
会决定你是不是一个好的老师
And that will determine whether you're a good teacher or not.
所以很多时候我们有这样的热忱，想要帮助别人。
And sometimes we have this heart to help others.
但是我们却缺乏的。教导别人应该要有的知识跟常识。
But sometimes we lack the wisdom and the knowledge of teaching others.
我们有时候很希望把我们的孩子带在主里把他带大。
And we wish that we can raise our kids within the Lord.
但是我们却缺乏了教养儿童正确应该有的观念。
But we lack the mentality of teaching our kids.
我们希望建立带出好的宗教教育学生。
And we try our best to bring up the good RE students.
却没有从 神那里得到属灵的能力。
But we did not receive the spiritual gift from God.
所以我们今天虽然是老师
，and although we are teachers，
我们可能是老信徒
，and we are old believers，
我们可能是给需要给别人人生建议或信仰建议的人。
And we are the person who will give suggestions or opinions to others.
那这个时候你就要问问自己啦。
And you ask yourself,
你到底知不知道自己在讲什么？
And do you really know what you are talking about?
你教育的方式正确吗？
Whether the method you teach is correct?
你的学生是在主里长大的吗？
Is your student growing up in the Lord?
你的孩子借着你认识信仰了吗？
And do your children come to know the Lord through you.
所以我们今天就以圣经的几段记载来看一看如何才是一个正确的教导的方法。
And today we use the passages from the Bible to see what is the correct way of teaching.
我们看约翰福音的第二十一章。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 21.
约翰福音的第二十一章。
John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章的第十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
约翰福音二十一章第十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的小羊。”十六节。
16.
耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”十七节。
17.
第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁。对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。”好，那这里是我们很熟悉的一段记载啊。
And here is a familiar recording.
那在这里啊，主耶稣啊，来，主耶稣复活了以后啊，来找他的门徒啊。
And after Jesus resurrected, he came to seek his disciples.
那他的门徒在干什么？
And what are the disciples doing?
他的门徒在抓鱼啊。
And the disciples were catching fish.
这些门徒很糟糕哦。
And it's very bad of them.
啊，这些门徒啊，那个当耶稣离开。他们没有去传福音啊。
And after Jesus departed, they didn't go out to preach.
他们跑回去抓鱼啦。
And they went back to start catching fish.
哦，所以主耶稣来了哦。
And so Jesus came by.
主耶稣看到他们在抓鱼。
And when Jesus saw them catching fish.
主耶稣有没有骂他们？
And did he yell at them?
没有啊，主耶稣没有骂他们哦。
And he did not.
在这，主耶稣还帮他们准备早餐可以吃啊。
But rather he prepared a breakfast for them.
哦，所以呀，这是主耶稣接近门徒的一个方法哦。
And this is one of the method that Jesus come approach the disciples.
那接下来呢，主耶稣就问彼得啦。
And then Jesus asked Peter.
彼得，彼得啊，你爱我吗
？And Peter, do you love me?
如果爱我，你就可以喂养我的羊。
If you love me, you should feed my sheep.
我们在这里如果仔细观察他主耶稣跟彼得的对话，哈。
If we observe the conversation between Peter and Jesus.
在这里，主耶稣交代彼得三件事情啊。
And here Jesus instructed him three things.
他第一个是说，你喂养我的小羊。
And first he said, feed my lambs.
第二个是说你牧养我的羊。
And second says, take care of my sheep.
第三个是说你喂养我的羊。
And third says, feed my sheep.
那为什么他要重复讲这三句话呢？
And why would he repeat these three verses?
因为这三句话指的是不同的状况以及不同的对象。
Because this is referring to three different situations and three different people.
在这里讲到有两种不同的羊。
And there are two type of sheep.
一种叫小羊。
One is the lamb.
一种叫大羊。
Another is the sheep.
另外这里也讲到两种照顾的方式。
And there are two ways to take care of them.
一种叫做喂羊。
And first is to feed the lambs.
另外一种叫做牧羊。
And second is to take care of the sheep.
为什么它有这些的不同呢？
And why is there a difference?
因为在不同的排列组合会有不同的结果。
Because with different combinations, there are different outcomes.
所以在这里说啊，如果是小羊，你要喂它啊。
If it's a lamb, you must feed it.
我还记得啊， 当我的小孩还很小的时候，啊，现在还是很小啊 ，baby 的时候啊。
And I remember when my kids are still small babies.
我看我太太在喂小孩，看到很不耐烦啊。
And when I saw my wife feeding the baby, I was very impatient.
我说太麻烦了。
I said it's too complicated.
然后我就想了一个很好的方法哦。
And I thought of myself a very good method.
我说你看，你把它放好，让它不要动哦，把它绑起来不要动哦。
And just put him down, make him still.
然后把那个奶瓶啊，啊，用个东西把它吊着。
And if you just hang this milk bottle by a thread,
然后再用什么绑在他的脸上，他就会自己喝啦。
And if you put that on his face, he would drink by himself.
哦，我还觉得自己很聪明啊。
I thought I was very smart.
啊，那就是没经验哦。
And that's lack of experience.
那有时候啊，那个小羊不能这样子喂，小孩不能这样子喂的。
And sometimes these lambs with these small babies cannot be fed this way.
好像很方便啊，你就把它放在那，他就自己吃啊。
And it seems very convenient. Just put him there, and he would just eat.
我呛死了，你都不知道啊。
He might choke to death, and you don't even know.
哦，所以啊，小羊不能够这样子啊。
And so we cannot treat a small lamb like this.
Baby 不可以这样子的。
We cannot treat a baby like that.
哦，所以在这里讲说 ，baby 啊，小羊要用喂的，要用喂的。
And it says that a lamb must be fed.
那在这里讲说，你牧养我的羊。
And here it says, take care of my sheep.
哦，这是什么？牧养是怎么样
？What is taking care?
牧养是让他自己去吃啊，自己去吃啊。
Taking care of the sheep is allowing him to go eat.
哦，这个羊已经长大啦。
And the lamb has grown up.
会自己吃饭啦。
He can eat himself.
你在旁边给他看着就好了。
As long as you watch over him.
哦，就吃草。
And he will eat the grass.
不要乱跑。
And don't let him run around.
哦，不要吃有毒的毒蘑菇就好了。
And don't allow him to eat poisonous mushrooms.
哦，这样子就可以，你就是怎么看着让他自己吃。
And just watching him for him to eat.
哦，所以这里有两种不同的方法。
Here, there are two different methods.
那这里要告诉我们什么
？And what is this teaching us?
今天作为一个教会的工人
，And as a workers of church,
宗教教育的老师
，As a teacher of RE,
为人父母者
，And as a parent,
你必须要随着孩子的状况。来有所调整你工作的模式啊
！And you must adjust your model of work, according to the different stages of your children.
哦，如果今天呢，你脑筋不转弯的啊
！If today you cannot turn your brain,
只认死理啊，就是啊，哇，一定要这样子，一定要这样子。
And you determine that it must be done in a certain way.
哇，两个月的时候用喂的。
When the baby is 2 months old, you'll feed him.
三岁的时候用喂的。
And 3 years old, you still feed him.
十岁的时候你还是要用喂的。
And when he's 10 years old, you still feed him.
不吃不吃我就把你绑起来。
If you don't eat, I would tie you up.
这不是一个聪明的父母亲。
And this is not a smart parent.
哦，所以这告诉我们说，教会的服事有方法的。
And so, serving in the church, there are methods.
必须要灵活调整自己的方式。
It must be flexible to adjust your methods.
来找出一个适合的方式哦。
And to seek after a suitable method.
比如说，我会觉得说，为什么现在的父母亲跟孩子啊冲突这么厉害啊
？And so why is it today that there's much conflict between the parents and the children?
因为他们两个是活在不一样的世界里面啊。
Because they both live in different worlds.
不要讲说东那个什么不要讲说美洲跟亚洲啦。
And let's not even talk about the difference between Western or Eastern culture.
美洲跟亚洲就是完全的不同文化背景。
And because they have a very different background and culture.
你还要再看年代也不一样哦。
And even generations different.
你那是什么年代
？What generation are you living in?
他们今天又是什么年代
？What generation are they living in today?
哦，所以今天一个父母亲如果没有想清楚这一点啊
，If as a parent you cannot comprehend this idea.
常常觉得说，我就是我小时候我妈妈这样教，我长大的我孩子就是这样教。
And you would think that your parents has taught you in this way, so you would teach your children the same way.
我小时候，我爸爸都揍我。
And when I was young, my parents would hit me.
有时候打了我，我问他说：“你为什么打我？”
And sometimes it hit me. I would ask him why.
你以后一定会做错，先打起来啊，打起来放着。
And the answer is that because you one day you'll make a mistake, I would hit you first.
那个时候的父母亲有时候就是这样子啊。
And the parents back then are like this.
你要是用同样的方式来对待你今天你的孩子啊。
And we use the same method today to treat your own old children.
打119打那个什么911叫救命啊。
and to call 911 to ask for help.
为什么？因为地点不同，时间不同啊。
Because the location and the year is different.
所以教养的方式自然必须要有所调整。
And so you must adjust the way you educate your children.
啊，曾经有一个女孩子哈。
And there was this young girl.
他们家每次啊，她每次在煮饭的时候啊。
And every time their family when they're cooking.
她每次要卤肉，每次要卤肉哦。
And when the mothers are about to,
她啦，那个女孩子要
this young girl is about to make some meat.
啊，她一定会把那个肉的一个角切下来。
And she would cut off a corner of the meat.
那当她结婚了以后啊
，and after she was married,
她先生就问她了
，and her husband asked her,
为什么你每次煮肉都要把这个角切下来呢
？And why is it that every time you make this meat, you must cut off the corner?
她说我不知道哎。
And she said, I don't know.
我去问我妈妈。
Let me ask my mother.
啊，结果他就跑去问他妈妈啦。
And she went to ask her mother.
他说：“妈妈，为什么你每次煮肉的时候都要把那个角切下来
？”She asked her mother, "Why do you always cut off the corner of this meat when you cook?"
那个妈妈想了一想哦。
And the mother thought about it.
他说：“我也不知道哎。
”And she said, "I don't know."
因为你阿妈都是这样啊。
Because your grandma does it this way.
啊，我们去问阿妈好了。
And let's go ask grandma.
啊，结果就跑去问阿妈啊。
And they went to ask grandma.
阿妈，为什么你煮肉的时候每次都把那个边角切下来
？And so they asked grandma.Why do you cut off the corner of the meat when you cook?
他说：“阿妈想一想啊。
”And grandma thought about it.
我不知道哎，我们去问你阿祖好了。
And let's go ask your great grandma.
哦，那阿祖已经很老了。
Great grandma is very old.
哦，阿祖啊。
And just a great grandma.
为什么你每次煮肉的时候都要把那个边那个角切下来啊
？So why do you always cut off the corner of the meat every time you cook?
哦，结果那阿祖想了很久哦。
And the great grandma thought about it for a while.
没有了，没有在网上，死掉了啦。那个阿祖想了很久哦。
And the great grandma thought it for a long time.
因为哦，我们那个时候的锅太小。
And she said because the pot that we use is a little small at the time.
所以每次那个一个边都要切下来啊，才放得进去啊。
And we have to cut the corner in order to fit the pot.
那她妈妈就学啊。
And so her mother learned it.
然后就是她的阿妈就学，她的妈妈也学，结果她也是一样的啊。
So the grandmother learned it that way, the mother learned it that way, and she learned it that way as well.
这是什么意思
？And what does that mean?
在某一个年代，某一些方法是有它特殊的原因的。
And during a certain generation, and certain things happen for a reason.
但是如果你从来不去思考为什么
，But you've never thought about the reason behind that.
你有时候只是把它搬过来使用
，And you only transport it to use it for yourself.
有时候啊。会出纰漏，有时候会出乱子的。
Sometimes you might make mistakes.
所以啊，今天啊，我们现在不同的年代，要用不同的方式来教育我们的孩子。
So today in a different generation, we must teach our children in a different way.
该喂的时候你要喂他。
And when time's to feed, you will feed them.
该牧的时候你要牧他。
And when time to take care of them, you will take care of them.
就是随着需要来调整。
And to adjust according to the need.
同时在这里告诉我们有三种羊啊。
And here tells us there are three different type of sheep.
一个叫做小羊。
First is the lamb.
一个叫做大羊。
And then the sheep.
一个叫做需要被照顾的大羊。
And the sheep that needs to be taken care of.
为什么有这样子的不同
？And why there's these differences?
什么叫小羊
？What is a lamb?
小羊就是还没有长大不懂事的嘛。
And something who has not grown up.
所以你要喂它啊。
And so you have to feed him.
大羊就是已经长大的啦。
A sheep is someone who has grown up.
能够照顾自己的啊。
He's able to take care
of himself. 所以你只要看着它就好了。
As long as you can watch over him.
啊，但是为什么最后这大羊需要被喂呢
？Why is that at the end this grown sheep needs to be fed？
可能是生病了
，Perhaps he's sick。
搞不好受伤啦
，Perhaps he's being damaged。
哦，所以他还是需要人家抱抱来喂喂啊。
And so he would need someone to hold him and to feed them。
啊，这里告诉我们什么
？And what does it tell us？
主耶稣要告诉彼得一件事情。
Jesus was trying to tell Peter one thing.
也是要告诉我们在座所有的信徒一件事情。
And to tell all of our members one thing.
就是羊。有不同的状况。
That sheep have different conditions.
有时候是小羊。
Sometimes there are small lambs.
它慢慢会长成大羊。
And they will grow up into a sheep.
大羊有时候会生病，有时候会受伤。
And a grown sheep might get sick or might get hurt.
所以你必须要了解你的羊，你才能够照顾它。
So you have to know your sheep in order to take care of it.
所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
And so the Bible has told us.
他说你要详细知道你的羊牛群呢。
You have to know your herd.
它记在哪里啊？好像记在箴言二十，记在详细 27章。
In Proverbs chapter 27.
箴言的第27章啊。
Proverbs chapter 27.
23节。
Verse 23.
箴言的27章23节。
Proverbs chapter 27, verse 23.
啊，这里说你要详细知道你羊群的景况，留心料理你的牛群哦。所以在这告诉我们说，我们对羊对牛要有认识啊。
Here tells us that we have to know our flocks and our herds.
什么是一个好的宗教教育老师？
What is a good RE teacher?
什么是一个好的父母？
And what is a good parent?
就是对孩子有认识、有了解的。
That is someone who knows their children.
有时候我们啊不了解他们。
Sometimes we don't understand them.
所以我们是很生气啊。
And we become very angry.
为什么他都不听我的？
And how come they don't listen to us?
为什么他都不理我？
And why don't they pay attention to us?
为什么他从来不改变？我每次骂他，他都不改。
And why is it that every time you yell at them, they never change?
为什么？
And why?
因为你根本不懂嘛。
That's because you don't understand.
有时候我们父母会跟孩子讲啊。
Sometimes the parents will tell the children.
整天打电动。
That you play video games all day.
这是浪费生命。
And you're wasting your life.
像我像你这么小的时候，我从来不打电动的。
When I'm your age, I never play video games.
多废话。
Such a redundant words.
你那时候你在干嘛？你还在玩泥巴嘞。
When you are that age, you're playing with the mud.
因为你没有电动可以玩。
Because you don't have video games to play.
你没有电视可以看。
You have no TV to watch.
哦，所以我在这里不是说玩电动没有关系，这不是我的用意哈。
But I'm not endorsing that it's okay to play video games.
而是有时候我们的管教啊，让我们的孩子觉得很不认同啊。
And sometimes our discipline is not eye to eye with our children.
有时候我会跟父母讲啊。
And sometimes so I tell our children, the parents,
如果今天换成你啊,
if it was you today,
你比他玩得还凶啊,
and you probably play more than him,
你比他作乱还厉害啊,
probably,
还更会捣蛋啊,
probably you would cause more trouble than him.
哦, 所以有时候我看有些小孩很调皮很调皮啊,
and I see a lot of kids cause a lot of trouble.
哦, 爸爸就修理啊, 修理啊,
and the father would discipline him.
我跟爸爸讲啊,
and then I will tell the father,
就跟你一样啊,
and just like you.
不对，你小时候比他坏多了。
And perhaps you are worse than him.
有时候真的是这样子啊。
Sometimes that is true.
只是因为我们过了那一段时间，所以我们故意把那一段日子忘记了。
Because we're past that stage, we purposely try to forget that period of time.
哦，所以之前都跟大家讲过哦。
And have told everyone in the past.
那个大熊的爸爸每次都骂他。小叮当里面那个大熊的爸爸每次都骂他，考零分，你又考零分。
And in Doraemon, the father of this little boy always yelled at him.
啊，结果啊，那个原来爸爸小时候也都考零分呐。
Because but the truth is, the father always have zero in his own exam when he was young.
只是因为时间已经过去了。
Only because time has passed.
哦，只是因为那些零分的考卷都不见了。
And those tests with zero scores all disappeared.
所以你就可以吹牛啊。
Then you can make lies.
你要努力读书。
Then you must study hard.
爸爸小时候功课多好啊，骗人啊，哪里有很好。
And the father, studies are very, very good.
你自己摸摸自己良心想一想，你们小时候功课有很好吗？
So you have to think about your conscience whether you really are good at your exams.
你小时候真的有很乖吗？
Are you really obedient?
其实也没有嘛。
Perhaps not.
啊，这就是孩子就是这样啊。
But that is the way of the children.
哦，所以我们在管教孩子的同时啊。
And so when we discipline our children,
我们对他要多一份的认识啊。
We have to have this we have to get to know him.
你必须要认识一件事情。
And one thing we must understand,
就是他身处跟你在不一样的年代。
That he lives in a different generation.
他的人生要面对跟你不一样的挑战。
He will face different challenges than you.
他要承受不一样的压力。
He must shoulder different types of pressure.
那这样子你在管教他的时候，他就不会觉得说你都不懂我。
And so when you discipline him, you should understand.Don't get to a situation that let him feel that you don't understand him.
哦，有的父母亲就要一直念，一直念，一直念啊！我小时候怎么样啊？我以前怎么样啊？念念念念念啊！
And some parents repeatedly would tell their kids how they were like when they were young.
其实孩子根本没有在听啊。
And the children were not listening.
为什么？因为你讲的根本跟他的生命离太远啊。
Because what you're talking about is very, very, very far apart from the way that he's living his life.
所以你的孩子觉得一句就是你不懂啊。
And the response from the children would be you don't understand.
哦，所以在启示录哦。
And so in Revelation.
在启示录，你看那个神跟七个教会在讲话哦。
And God is talking to seven different churches.
一定都是用什么做开头
？And what does it start with?
我知道你。
And he says, "I know you."
对七个教会都是这样子哦。
And he says the same to the seven churches.
我知道你所面对的。
I know what you are facing.
我知道你人生的压力。
I know your burdens.
我知道你所要面对的挑战。
I know the challenges you are facing.
因为神说我知道。
And God has said that I know.
所以我可以责备你。
So I can discipline you.
因为没有理解就没有责备的资格啊。
And so without understanding, there's no right for you to discipline.
你骂得很开心啊，孩子根本没有在听啊。
And you're very happy in yelling him, but the children are not listening.
为什么？因为你讲的东西没用。
Because the things that you talk about is not effective.
哦，所以在这里啊，这个主耶稣对彼得说哦。
And so Jesus said to Peter.
你要认识你羊群的情况啊！
You must get to know your flocks.
他现在是小羊呢，
and whether he's a small lamb.
灵性还很软弱，需要抱抱，需要照顾。
And he's still weak in spirit that he needs to be taken care of.
还是他已经长大了呢？
Or he's fully grown.
可以有力气，可以自己吃草，自己喝水。
And he has ability to eat or drink by himself.
还是他受伤了，跌倒了呢？
Whether he got hurt or had fallen.
还是他生病了呢？
Whether he's gotten sick.
这时候你要再抱抱他哦。
And this time you must carry him.
所以要认识对象，认识你所讲话的对象。
So you must get to know the person that you're talking to.
了解他们的环境。
To understand their surrounding.
哦，并且去体会他们的难处啊，知道他们为什么这么难。
And get to understand their difficulties.
这样子你讲的东西，他才能够接受哦。
Then in this way, the things you talk about, they'll be more willing to accept.
我们看回来约翰福音的二十一章啊。
Let's turn back to John chapter 21.
约翰福音的二十一章。
John 21.
二十一章的第十五节。
Verse 15.
二十一章的第十五节啊，十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门呐、啊，你爱我比这些更深吗？”那这里啊，连续三次啊，主耶稣问他说：“你爱我吗？”
And for three times, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
那这里其实他问了两件事啊。
He asked about two things.
第一个叫做“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
And first, he asked, "Do you truly love me more than these?"
那什么叫做这些
？What are these? What are these?
这些就是早餐啊。
And these means breakfast.
就是鱼啊，很多很多的鱼啊。
And that means a bountiful fish.
哦，所以啊，那个主耶稣问他说：“你爱我比这些更多吗？”
And so Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
今天我们在教会里面服事哦。
So today, when we serve in the church,
不管你是宗教教育老师，你是父母，你是负责人，你是老信徒。
Whether you're a RE teacher, you're a parent, or you're a board member, or you're an old believer.
我们都有机会，可能有时候会成为别人的老师。
And we all have the opportunity to become a teacher of someone else.
这时候你在教导啊，主耶稣也要问你两个问题啊。
And as you're teaching, Jesus will ask you two questions.
第一个问题主耶稣要问你啊。
And the first question Jesus will ask will be,
他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
比你自己的好处。
And for your own benefit,
比你自己的利益
more than your own benefits,
哦，比你自己的方便
more than your convenience,
更多吗
more than these.
所以服事有时候是需要牺牲的
So to serve sometimes means sacrifice.
服事要求你必须要付出啊
And to serve means that you must pay a price.
不管你的时间、精神，甚至于金钱。
And your time, your energy, or even your money.
那都是需要我们愿意拿得出来的。
Just something that we need to, or we need to be willing to bring out.
你今天如果什么都拿不出来啊
，If you cannot bring out anything,
你自然就没有资格，也没有能力去服事啊。
Then you will not have, you're not qualified or the ability to serve.
因为主耶稣要问你说，这些，你有爱比这些更多吗
？Because Jesus asked.Do you love me more than these?
有时候啊，关心信徒是需要花很多时间的。
Sometimes to care for members takes a lot of time.
有时候那个电话打起来啊，哇，是没完没了的。
Sometimes when you start a phone call, it goes on for a long time.
你可能很忙啊。
Perhaps you are very busy.
可是有个信徒非常需要你的帮忙。
But a member requires someone's help.
有的人很需要你的安慰。
And someone requires someone's condolence.
那个时候啊，有时候电话起来就是一个小时。
And sometimes you will be on the phone for an hour.
你有办法吗
？And do you have that time?
你愿意把时间拿出来吗
？Are you willing to sacrifice that time?
有时候一天上班已经很累了。
And you might have a whole day of work that you are very tired.
哇，你那拿看到电话打进来，哎，又是他啊，不要接了啊。
And sometimes you see your incoming call and it's that same person again. You might not answer it.
如果不小心接起来了啊，又是你啊。
And but if you picked up by accident, you say, "Oh, it's you again."
啊，搞就杂音，听不到，然后把挂掉了。
And you say, "The reception is really bad," and then you hang up.
Hello, 听不到，挂掉了。
You say, "Hello, are you there? Are you there?"
你们是不是有做过这种事情啊
？Have you done something like this?
真的有时候啊，关心照顾人是非常非常累的啊。
And so to care for someone, sometimes takes a long time.
那这是主耶稣要问你一句话啊。
And Jesus asks you one thing.
你爱我比这些更深吗
？Do you love me more than these?
有时候关怀爱是需要付出代价的。
Sometimes to love, to care, requires you, to pay a price.
星期天
，for example, Sunday.
你平常一天上班上了五天的班。
And you have worked for 5 days.
星期六还要在教会。
You spend Saturday in church.
星期天就是我的啦。
And Sunday should be yours.
哇，躺在床上睡到11点。
And you sleep till 11 o'clock.
然后起来吃个饭，下午继续睡。
And you wake up to eat something and continue to sleep.
有时候这是我们最喜欢的星期天的方法，过日子的方法吧。
And this perhaps is something that we enjoy on Sunday.
哇，糟糕，这个星期天，宗教教育说要去访问学生。
And then RE says this Sunday we will go and visit students.
哎呀，不行啦，我很忙啦，我很忙啦。
And said, oh, I can't do it. I'm busy.
忙什么？忙着在家里睡觉。
And so we're busy sleeping at home.
忙着什么？忙着在家里看电视。
And busy at home watching TV.
忙什么？一碟的韩剧还没有把它摆平。
And so these Korean soap opera have not finished.
是的，你可以很忙啊。
And indeed, you are very busy.
所以在这里啊，这个主耶稣跟彼得讲啊。
And so here Jesus said to Peter.
这一些很好。
That these things are good.
好多的鱼啊，153条。
And there are 153 fish.
有鱼有饼可以给你吃。
And there are fish and bread that you can eat.
但是你爱我比这些更多吗
？And but do you love me more than these?
你愿意为了我放下这一切吗
？Are you willing to give up these things for me?
如果有
，If you're willing，
你就可以喂养我的小羊。
Then you can feed my lamb。
所以在这里主耶稣对彼得教导彼得啊。
And so Jesus was teaching Peter，
也是在教导我们啊。
It's also teaching us。
要能够舍得放下。
And we have to be willing to give up。
要能够牺牲奉献。
And we're able to serve with sacrifice。
服侍不是只有在你方便的时候。
To serve is not only when the time you are convenient。
服侍在需要你的时候。
But serve is for a time that something that needs you。
那在这里，主耶稣也问他哦。
And Jesus also asked him。
主耶稣一直问他说：“你爱我吗
？”And Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
为什么这句话很重要啊
？Why did he say this question very important?
因为这句话是服侍能够持续的最重要的一点啊。
And because this is the key point whether your service can prolong.
你今天服侍主。
If today you're serving the Lord,
3年之后你还在吗
？And 3 years from now, are you still here?
5年之后你还在吗
？Will you still be here 5 years from now?
10年之后你还在吗
？10 years from now.
怎么样决定你在不在
？And how do we determine that you could still be here?
这里说主说你爱我吗
？And Jesus asked, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣没有问说你爱不爱这个小羊，小羊好可爱哦。
Jesus did not ask that whether you love this little lamb.
他如果得皮肤病，你看他可不可爱
？If you have skin disease, do you still think he's cute?
他没有问说你喜不喜欢这个大羊？这个大羊好强壮哦。
He didn't ask, "Do you like this sheep who is big and strong?"
好像很好吃的样子啊。
Seems like he's very tasty.
没有啊，主没有问你爱不爱这个羊啊。
Jesus did not ask whether you like this lamb.
为什么从来不问你爱不爱这个羊
？Why Jesus did not ask you whether you like this lamb?
因为羊会变。
Because lamp will change.
今天你喜欢这只小羊。
Today you like this little lamb.
因为它小，只是它小，它很可爱。
Because it's small and it's adorable.
就像很多人很喜欢小狗，对不对？
Just like people like puppies.
啊、哦，小狗好 cute 哦，好可爱啊、哦。
That puppy are so cute.
怎么长大变这样？
How come you grow up and you look like something different?
哦，像有的小朋友、小 baby 好可爱哦。
Just like little babies, they are very cute.
几年不见，一看到说，哎，你怎么变这样？
I haven't seen him for a few years. How come he looks like something else?
人会变，小羊也会变的、啊。
And people will change, and so does sheep.
所以，如果你的爱是建立在你对这个羊的感觉
，If your love was established on the feeling you have toward the sheep,
这个小羊很可爱，我就爱它。
This lamb is adorable, then you'll love him.
他如果今天变得不可爱呢
？If today he became something that's not adorable,
这个小羊好乖哦，最听我的话。
This lamb is so good that he listens to me.
有要是有一天他不听话了呢
？If one day he stopped listening.
所以如果你的服事建立在对羊本身的爱
，So if your service established between the love you have toward this lamb,
有时候都会变的
，and things will change.
哦，所以在这里主耶稣不问他爱不爱这个羊啊
？So Jesus did not ask whether he loves the lamb.
因为爱不爱这个羊不是最重要的一个问题
，because that's not an important question.
最重要的是你爱不爱神
？The important question is whether you love God.
因为你爱神
，because you have the love for God.
神爱这个小羊
，and God loves this lamb.
所以你也跟着爱这个小羊才对。
So you will also love this lamb.
所以呀、啊，这个小羊。很可爱的时候，主爱他。
And so with this lamb, when he was adorable, the Lord had loved it.
很调皮的时候，主还爱他。
When he's making troubles, the Lord loved it.
生病的时候，主还是爱他。
And the Lord still loves him, even when he was sick.
所以我们因为爱主，我们也会爱那个不可爱的羊。
So even because of the love of the Lord, we will love this sheep which is unlovable.
那我们看一下约翰一书哦。
Let's turn to 1 John.
我们看约翰一书的第四章哦。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章的第十九节。
Chapter 4 verse 19.
十九节。那这里说我们爱因为神先爱我们二十节
20.
人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄就是说谎话的不爱他所看见的弟兄就不能爱没有看见的神、啊、第二十一节、啊、
21.
爱神的也当爱弟兄这是我们从神所受的命令、啊啊、所以在这里告诉我们、啊、我们能够彼此相爱因为我们感受到神的爱
It tells us here that we're able to love each other because we have God has loved us.
因为感觉到自己被神爱了。
Because we have felt the love from God.
因为感觉到我们也很爱神。
And we also feel that we love God.
所以即使是这个讨厌的、不乖的、丑陋的，我们还是爱得下去。
So even for something that's despised or ugly, we're still continue to love them.
哦，就像对我们自己的孩子一样哦。
And just like to our own children.
所以我们讲拉低头的孩子还是自己的好嘛，对不对？拉低头叫做什么？有皮肤病的小孩啊，自己的还是很可爱啊。
So even for children who have some skin disease, you would continue to love them.
如果是你自己的亲生的孩子啊、哦、
，If it's someone that born of your flesh,
孩子生病了。
And this child had gone sick.
你会不会说，哎呀，好丢脸啊，怎么生出这种孩子来
？And will you say such a pity that I have such child?
然后说，哎，我跟你换一下，我跟你换一下，这个送你，你的给我好吗
？Will you say I exchange mine for yours?
那种正常的父母亲是不会的、啊。
And normal parents will never say this.
因为孩子不管可不可爱
，So whether the children are cute or not,
都是你亲生骨肉，你都爱他。
It all comes from your own flesh, and you will love it.
虽然有时候很调皮啊，你会打他，会骂他。
And sometimes when they misbehave, you would yell and hit them.
那你不会说，哎呀，你好调皮啊！哎，我把你拿去送给别人啊。
You will not say that you misbehave. I will give you to someone else.
你考零分了，把你送去孤儿院啊。
That if you had got zero. zero on your test, I will give you to the orphanage.
不会这样子，因为那是你的，你所爱的，你亲生骨肉哦。
You will not do this because he was born of your flesh.
哦，所以如果我们今天懂得爱神
，So today if we know how to love God,
那从神的眼里看到神怎么样爱所有的人
，And from God we can see how we can love others.
那你就用神的方法来爱其他的人啊。
Then we use the method of God to love others.
可爱不可爱不再重要了。
It's not important whether someone is cute or not.
听话不听话也不再是重点啊。
It's not important for someone who listens or doesn't listen to you.
因为主爱他，所以我也爱他。
Because God loves him, I would love him as well.
所以啊，今天在教会里面要怎么样才能够做一个好的老师
？And so in church today, how can we become a good teacher?
要能够认识你的学生。
You have to understand your students.
要能够随时调整你的方法。
You have to be willing to adjust your methods.
但是最重要的，你要懂得如何爱神。
But most important, you have to know how to love God.
哦，但是当然也有一些技巧，有些方法哈。
But of course, there are also some skills or methods.
这个就需要做父母的、做老师的要更加努力啊。
And so that's why parents and teachers must improve upon themselves.
圣经里面有很多方法教导我们如何教养下一代。
There are many recordings in the Bible to teach us how to teach our next generation.
最好的就是主耶稣的榜样哦。
And the best way is through the method of Jesus Christ.
你想做一个好的老师吗？
Do you want to become a good teacher?
你想要让你的孩子在主里把他带大吗？
Do you want to raise your kids in the Lord?
你就学学主耶稣怎么样带这些带他的门徒啊。
So we can learn from how Jesus has led his disciples.
在路加福音里面告诉我们啊。
And in the book of Luke has told us.
不止路加福音，很多地方啊，你看主耶稣跟他的门徒都是互动式的，都有互动的啊。
And so we see a lot of places where Jesus has a lot of interactions.
主耶稣很喜欢问问题啊。
With his disciples, and Jesus loved to ask questions.
他会突然问问题说：“哎呀，你觉得我是谁？”
And he will ask questions. Who do you think I am?
哎呀，你跟着我，你想要得到什么？
When you follow me, what do you wish to accomplish?
所以主耶稣很喜欢问问题呀。
So Jesus liked to ask questions.
因为借着互动当中得到学习。
Through interactions, they can learn.
所以我们今天啊，作为父母的啊。
And so today, as parents.
你一天花多少时间在跟你的孩子说话？
And how much time do you spend talking to your children?
不对，这个问题不对哦。
This might not be a quick question.
因为每次都是你们在说话哦。
Because every time this is you are talking.
你们花多少时间在听你们的孩子说话
？How much time do you spend listening to your children?
我们美国有一个大学做了一个研究哈。
And there's a university in the U.S. that had a study.
他说美国不是教会里啊，美国的爸爸一天花五分钟不到听孩子说话。
It says in the U.S. A typical father listen to his kid. For 5 minutes a day.
哦，爸爸，爸爸，我告诉你哦。
And says, Father, I have something to tell you.
很烦呢，不要这样啦。
Say, okay.
好，所以有时候我们不喜欢沟通啊。
Sometimes we don't like to communicate.
做老师的，我讲你听。
And as a teacher, you would speak and the students would listen.
做父母的，我讲你听。
And as a parent, you would speak and let the kids listen.
所以我们发觉说，很多小孩都不跟父母沟通的啊。
So we realize a lot of children do not communicate with their parents.
为什么？
And why?
有时候父母会来找我啊，会来跟我说啊。
And sometimes the parents come to me and ask.
哎呀，我的小孩都不跟我讲他的事情。
And my kids will never tell me anything.
我心里就想啊。
And I think to myself.
我要是你的小孩，我也不告诉你啊。
If I'm your children, I will not tell you either.
为什么？
And why?
因为有的父母很奇怪啊。
Because some parents are very strange.
当孩子还小的时候。
When children are very small.
孩子很喜欢把所有事情都要告诉他的爸爸妈妈。
They love to tell their story to their parents.
但是爸爸妈妈不愿意听啊。
But the parents do not like to listen.
上班的一天很烦耶，你那个无聊的事不要讲。
And I have a hard time doing work and such a boring story, you don't have to tell me.
妈妈妈妈，我今天在学校怎么样怎么样。
And kids will continue to say, Mother, I this happened in school.
你功课写了没有？
And did you finish your homework?
回去你的房间。
Should go back to your room.
其实你他妈妈是妈妈是真的真的叫他回去写功课吗？
Is the mother really asking me to go back to write
your homework? 没有啦，哇，安静了，安静了，感谢主啊。
No, the truth is that she's getting her 3 minutes of quietness.
所以当孩子还小，他想告诉你，你不听。
And so when the kid's trying to talk to you, you don't want to listen.
当他长大了，你想听，他就不告诉你啦。
When you grow up, when you want to listen, they will not want to tell you.
怪谁？
And whose fault?
你不要说你的孩子不沟通。
And don't complain that your kids do not communicate.
或许是我们自己出了问题啦。
Perhaps that we had cause some issues.
所以主耶稣很喜欢问问题。
And so Jesus loved to ask questions.
因为他可以从问题当中去了解他的学生，去了解他的门徒。
Because within these questions, he can come to understand his disciples.
他从问题当中啊，从问题当中啊，引发那些学生学习的兴趣。
And through these questions, he can stimulate his disciples.The heart of learning.
所以叫第一个叫做互动式的学习。
And so first is the interactive type of learning.
第二个叫做生活中的学习。
And second is the life application type of learning.
主耶稣很喜欢讲比喻哦。
So Jesus like to speak about parables.
比喻是什么？
What is a parable?
比喻就是讲故事啦。
That is telling a story.
所以主耶稣很喜欢讲那个生活故事啊。
So he likes to talk about life application stories.
为什么？
And why?
因为很好懂啊。
Because it's easy to understand.
而且跟我们的生活有关啊。
And it could be related to our lifestyle.
所以一听了就觉得说，哎呦，主耶稣啊，你讲的真的讲到我心里去啦。
So when we hear this, we might say that Jesus, you have spoken this into my heart.
我们今天在教导我们的学生跟子女哦。
So when we teach our student or children,
不要讲一些啊自己都听不懂的话啊。
And let's try not to talk about things that you don't even understand.
领会的人也是一样啊。
And the same for those sermon leaders.
领会的人不要讲一大堆自己都不懂的道理啊。
And let's not talk about teachings that you don't even understand yourself.
有一个讲道的人啊。
And so there's a sermon speaker.
哇，讲下来啦。
And so after he had his sermon.
啊，结果啊，就有个信徒就问啊。
And a member had asked.
哇，你这个很难理解，这是什么意思？
And this is very difficult to understand. What does this mean?
那个人笑笑说：“哎呀，不要问我，我也搞不清楚啊。”
And that man, the person smiled and said, "Don't ask me because I don't understand it either."
你莫名其妙嘛，你不懂你就不要讲啊。
But how can you speak something that you don't understand?
所以不要讲自己不懂的东西。
So let's not talk about things that we don't understand ourselves.
第二，不要讲离大家生活很遥远的东西。
And let's not talk about things that's far away from our life. From our lives.
你讲得很开心。
And you're enjoying your sermon.
底下没有一个人听得懂。
But no one understands.
底下人就算听得懂了。
Even if people understood.
没有一个人可以用到自己的生活当中。
But they cannot apply it to their lives.
那叫做浪费时间。
And that is just wasting time.
所以主耶稣的道理都是很生活化的。
And so the teaching of Jesus is very, very lively.
从生活当中的大小事情，让你看见神的道理跟神的作为。
As from the different aspect of life, you can come to understand the work of God.
啊，第三呢？
And third,
叫做榜样当中的学习。
That is learning through examples.
互动的学习。
And through interactive.
生活的学习。
And life application.
榜样的学习。
And through learning of example.
在彼得前书第二章哦。
In First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章说啊，主说。我凡事给你们留下榜样啊。
He says, in everything I left you with an example.
啊，保罗也讲啊。
And Paul has also said,
你们当效法我，如同我效法基督一样啊。
You should imitate me as I imitated the Lord.
什么叫榜样？
What is the example?
就是让人一看到你就看到神啊。
That for someone sees you, they immediately see God.
哦，所以啊，所以我们今天啊，作为老师的啊。
And so today, as a teacher.
作为老信徒啊。
As an old believer.
作为教会的负责人。
As a council member.
作为传道的啊。
And as a pastor.
我们到底给其他人留下一个什么样的榜样啊？
So what kind of example have we left for others?
圣经里面说有人来找耶稣啊。
And the Bible says, people come to seek
Jesus. 结果就跟耶稣住了一天。
And they have stayed with Jesus for one night.
他们就认识耶稣。
And they have known Jesus.
然后就去传福音啊。
And they went to preach.
说我们找到弥赛亚，找到弥赛亚啦。
And to proclaim that they found Messiah.
因为什么？
And for what reason?
他们看见耶稣的榜样。
And they saw the example of Jesus.
就知道耶稣是救主啊。
And they knew Jesus was the Savior.
所以作为老师啊。
So as a teacher.
请问你给你的学生留下什么样的榜样？
So what kind of example have you left for your students?
作为父母啊。
As a parent.
请问你的孩子可以从你身上看到信仰侍奉的好榜样吗？
Can your children see the good example of faith from you?
作为老信徒的啊。
As an old believer.
你能够让那些新进教会里面的新进教会里面的信徒，因为你而想要效法你，更加的努力认识主吗
？And can you allow the new believers to see you and have the urge to imitate the Lord？
羡慕你跟神如此的亲近
and to envy the close relationship you have with God.
羡慕你信仰如此的有活力。
And to envy how lively your faith is.
羡慕你信心如此的坚定。
And to envy how faithful you are.
羡慕你对永生有如此的把握。
And see how confident you are.In eternal life.
主耶稣凡事给他的门徒留下榜样。
And Jesus often leave examples for his disciples.
我们呢？我们给我们的后代子孙留下什么样的榜样
？So what have we left for our next generation?
我们一起唱诗啊。
Let's sing hymn.
415首。
Hymn 415.
Last verse.
Last verse.
Give all your best to the Master. Not all the worthy His love.
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来做结束的祷告。
We want to have a concluding prayer.
但是其实等一下还有继续下午还有聚会哈。
But after this, we still have service.
但是我知道有些信徒必须可能工作或是什么关系必须要先离开哈。
But I know some members for their own reason they have to leave.
但是如果你能够参加，如果有时间能够参加。
If you have the time to attend,
我们希望大家能够尽量利用时间，把握机会一起参加聚会啊。
And we encourage everyone to take this opportunity to continue to join the service.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.